What's that sound? It's ROG. Duh. That's Ice Life.
Okay, yes, Relevant Show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode. My name is Larry Shonubi, and this is ROG Music Africa. Speaking of ROG Music Africa, we asked last week what is the full meaning of ROG, and it was a giveaway question for last week. So yeah, I have, you know, we have our winner. We didn't want to put out the winner so you guys can listen to this episode. Yes. So the winner of the giveaway is going to have to listen to this episode. And then another thing is, for you to win for this week, you have to listen to this episode as well, and you might have to listen to last week's episode. So yeah, this data ain't free, bro. This data can't be free, bro.
You must listen
to the show. All right, and then our winner for the giveaway for last week is, drum roll, Ibefubara. Ibefubara got it correctly. The full meaning of ROG is running on Jen. Yes, and Ibefubara got it correctly. She even added more. She's running on generator. So that's just in case you want to do yourselves. You understand?
Pick one.
You know, pick one. Running on generator. Some people are saying, somebody said radio online gang. Somebody said radio. I'm like,
you performing gang online.
People went to Google it. So people were not texting me, guy, there's no filming of ROG online. I'm like, yeah. Do you think we want to give you the data? Do you think we want to give you? But yes, we really want to give you guys. So trust me, the questions will be simpler this week. It was tough. I mean, do you know what ROG meant? Would you have guessed that it was running on generator?
Running, no, at all.
I'm sure you wouldn't have guessed.
I understand why the person said radio online gang.
It was radio online gang. It was running on God. I even gave hints.
Somebody said running on God.
Running on God. You know, we're a very spiritual country. You know, so they was running on God, they were running on generator gang, they was running on, there's so many things, man. I'm like,
crazy.
You guys try, child. Big shout outs to everybody that tried. Big shout outs to Faye, big shout outs to Fedro, big shout outs to everybody. You guys, thank you so much. So to know who won, listen to the episode, and yeah. The question for next week would be relate to you guys after this break from Airtel. We'll be right back.
When Airtel says data is life, believe it, because we've got you covered for life. Airtel, now the network with the widest 4G coverage in Nigeria. Visit any Airtel shop to upgrade your SIM to a 4G SIM and get free 4GB data.
Airtel, the smartphone network.
All right, we're back, and this is a relevant show. Yes, question for this week. What's the question for this week? You want to guess? You don't want to guess?
Yeah, don't
try
guess.
Now. Okay. So guess the question for this week.
Guess question. Who brought that ROG to be running on generator? Who exactly brought
this? Don't worry. You'll find out soon. All right. During the course of the show, you get to find out what the question for next week is. Stick around. We're still here with you. It's a relevant show. I know how we're doing now. It's the end of the year, and we are doing a wrap up for the year. Last week we did movies, and this year we are coming to the music industry. So, what is happening in the music industry, guys? What is happening? What happened this year? It was a great year for. It wasn't a great year for music, to be very honest.
I think it was.
Jams dropped. Like, we had bangers this year.
We had
songs that we'll play next year and be like, hey, this song dropped in 2018.
Yes, now.
Turn up.
And most people dropped their first albums this year.
This year.
Example, Odunsi.
Odunsi the Engine. So, oh, yeah, now.
It was a good year. I feel it was a good year.
It was an okay year. And then this year had, you know, as usual, as the culture in Nigerian music, a dance. You know, we had the Shaku. Shaku
came from last year.
But Zanku okay.
Came to take it away.
Yeah, Zanku came. And then the Slim Case, Zlatan Ibile.
Oh, God.
Who else? All those guys came, and then Shepherdary Music. That's what I called him.
Wow.
But it's not a bad thing. I think that's one with the cakes called. But Shepherdary Music came, and man, those guys took over the industry. Everybody wanted to jump on a song with Slim Case, Tiwa Savage. Did Two Face have a song with Slim Case? The Bunch had a song with Slim Case.
Yes, he had. Slim Case and Mr. Rare.
Mr. Rare. It's a banger. So yeah. Therefore, it's a banger. So songs dropped this year actually. It was a great year for me.
2018 was the year of Duncan Mighty.
Yeah, as well.
Wow.
The resurrection. Is it the resurrection?
This year was long, my brother.
But somebody said it's very rude to say that Dark and Mighty resurrected.
I don't feel it's wrong. I personally do not.
I don't think it's wrong.
Exactly, because before this year, okay, was his past glory. I don't know if either has alright, but his past glory was even like Obianuju, Ayumi Funa, the old songs he dropped then. Mm-hmm. But when Oga Wizzy came back,
you know,
and they dropped Freak Love,
you know,
everybody was like, that is what I need.
And you know what? The thing is, the reason why that person said that was that he had an album after that Obianuju album. He had an album last year. If you check his Apple Music, he actually had an album last year, but then the album was only big in Port Harcourt. And I'm like, if we say that he resurrected, it is safe to say that because it was only in Port Harcourt.
True.
That the album was the album of the year.
True.
Do you understand? Yes. So it is safe to say that he resurrected. And big shout outs to, do we give Whiskey the accolades or we just give, let Dark and Mighty just hold it?
Let Dark and Mighty.
Because he is good. Like if he wasn't good, it wouldn't have been a good song.
Sure.
And yeah, so he's good. So Dark and Mighty, hold it. Alright, so yes, we have an outline here. First, we're going to discuss on the show today the artist of the year. We're going to discuss the song of the year. We're going to discuss the A-list artist. We're going to discuss the artists that had a great year this year, and then we're going to discuss the albums that dropped this year, and then the hot singles that dropped, and then the giveaway. So you guys are ready for this, right? Music lovers, are you guys ready? Turn up your mic, turn off the volume of your radio so that we can enjoy this show together. Alright, so here we go. Let's start with the A-list artists for this year. How was it for them? D'Banj. Is D'Banj still A-list?
D'Banj dropped an album.
Is he still A-list? He dropped an album.
Kingdom Come.
Easy lie.
Can't you remember that he was sitting on something like it was like a Game of Thrones thing album?
Actually, it was an album.
Yes, it was Kingdom Come. That was the name of the album. I remember perfectly, bro. Like, God. I don't know why I started with the band.
Easy lie.
Dropped an album this year. Kingdom Come.
Clearly, it wasn't the best year for him. In terms of albums, though, but that single.
No, like this year wasn't the best year for D'Banj, to be honest. Like he had some personal issues.
Oh,
exactly.
Let's never talk about D'Banj. Let's go to someone else. Two-Face. Did Two-Face have a great year? Two-Face had a good year.
Amaka.
Not a great year. He had a good year.
He dropped only one single this year.
And it
took over.
Jesus.
Amaka is.
In the game confusion.
No.
So yeah, Two-Face had a great year.
Had a great year.
Who else is an A-list artist? Do we have so many A-list artists in Nigeria? I don't think we have. Do we have up to 20 A-list artists, ladies A-list. And gentlemen? Yes.
You've called Two-Face. You've called D'Banj. Then people will say Whiskey Davido.
No, don't say people will say they are. Okay, I was. Okay. They are A-list artists.
Okay, they are A-list artists. Yeah. Then okay, Whiskey.
Tiwa Savage is an A-list artist.
Then yes. Olamide.
Olamide is an A-list artist. So let's. So Whiskey. Whiskey had a good year.
Whiskey had a good year.
In Nigeria, in Africa, yes, he had a good year. But I think internationally, he really broke into the international scene this year.
He was hot.
There was a major breakthrough for him
in
the international scene this year. Whiskey is so big internationally. Let me tell you what happened. This global season that happened this year, the Coldplay guy was there. And Whiskey was... And he almost died. Like he said this is like a dream come true, seeing Whiskey perform.
Yeah, I saw that thing.
What? Whiskey is big. He's not a small boy. Big shout out to you, Whiskey. But those two singles that you dropped, you know deep down that they are rubbish. Fever and Master Groove.
I think
you know deep down that those songs are shit.
Why are you only talking about Fever and Master Groove? Fake Love dropped this year.
Fake Love is a good song, yes. But we're talking of Fever and Master Groove. You know, you want see the way you drop Fever and Master Groove, like, you guys, there's no how you will not love this one. This one is going to blow your mind. And then
Gucci Snake was also his single this year.
Gucci Snake is a jam. He shouldn't have dropped Master Groove and Fever.
I don't know. Fever caught on with me later on. I don't know, maybe it was after the video.
Yeah, it was the video.
What?
It was the video. And that was very intentional and it was very smart.
Smart guy.
It was very smart.
And he played on the success of it. And before you know, I seen Fever was number one song on different
charts. I'm telling you.
That was mad.
I'm telling you.
I preferred Master Groove at first.
Really?
To Fever.
Do you know, I don't know the rhythm of that Master Groove.
Fever is taking over my rhythm.
Alright, so yeah, Wizkid, okay, good. Davido, did Davido have a good year?
Ah, Davido dropped,
Mwah Baby,
yeah.
He dropped Mwah Baby, dropped Wonder Woman, dropped, which one again? Did he drop Fire this year?
When was Assurance? Assurance was last year.
Man. Assurance was this year.
Was this year now? Yeah, this year. Yeah, it was
yes,
this year.
He dropped Assurance this year. Did he have a good year?
He had an okay year. Compared to last year. Last year was Davido's year. When he dropped Fire. He dropped
Fire
like that.
Was 2017, yeah.
Yeah, it's last year now. That was like, I feel he had a better 2017 though.
Than this year.
But this year he focused more on DMW.
Yeah.
As a whole. Because when DMW were dropping, when did Mind drop?
Mind this year.
Wow.
Yeah, Mind was this year. Mind was this year.
This is my top 10 songs.
Whiskey dropped Soccer as well.
That's true. The other thing that Soccer was
like for like 2 months, number one.
Yeah, Soccer.
On the chart. More than 2 months, oh. Like throughout summer, Soccer was there.
When I first heard Soccer, I was trying to you know, he featured the rest of the guys in Starboy.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I was trying to figure which part was Whiskey's part.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a part that some people, they were all sounding like Whiskey. So I was like, okay, where is Terry? Where is Sizzami? Like it was all like, well, It was a good year
for Whiskey. Alright, so Whiskey, Davido, Tiwa Savage. Was a good year for Tiwa Savage.
She dropped her EP.
She dropped two songs. She dropped some other songs. She dropped Tiwa's Vibe.
Lover.
See, let me tell you something. She was looking at Docker Mighty wanted to take over, but she was like, ah, you won't go possible. Docker Mighty he still chewed her on that song.
I know that his verse was
Yeah. Yeah, fire, Duck and Mighty.
His voice was crazy, man.
Can we call Duck and Mighty an A-list artist?
Let's wait till next year. I'll ask you that question again next year. let's wait.
All right, so we had Getting Now, the remix, Tiwa Savage and Omarion. I don't know why that song is very underrated to me.
I like it.
That song is very, it's a very nice song. I think that song is very
slick. And the video was nice too.
The video was very nice. Is Simi an A-list artist? Is it arguable?
Misola?
No, she's not. Stop it. Don't think about it. She's B.
Okay.
She's an A-list artist. See me.
Are you for real? Okay, to you.
I'm for you. Okay. Okay. let's just leave her in B. You know. We the industry. Alright, yes. Who else do we have in the A-list category?
Burna Boy.
Yes. It was
Oluwa Burna.
It was a superb year for Bonamoy.
It was
a superb year. Now, Olamide, should we talk about Bonamoy? Bonamoy is okay now.
Let's leave Bonamoy.
Everybody knows. Now, Olamide, it was looking like Olamide's career was going to end this year, you know. It was looking like I was going to drown this year, and you know. But Motigbana, what are you living?
I'm happy for him because for Motigbana, he dropped how many singles? Oh, Jesus.
Dropped
plenty, too many. And today YBNL and Mafia, they dropped their album.
I haven't listened. The album has gone up on the charts. I think it's like number 4 now.
I saw on iTunes. On my Twitter.
I checked it on iTunes, it's like number 4 now or more.
I'll check on when I go house.
Online. That album don't go. Alright, is Mr. Easy an A-list artist?
No.
Yes.
He's not. I'm a huge fan of Easy, so
He's an A-list artist. See, let me tell you, Easy is an A-list artist.
But some people argue that if Easy is an A-list artist, why is Simi
not an A-list artist? Yes. Okay, so we can have Simi on this spot now.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, Mr. Easy had a good year as well.
What of? Yes, he did.
He did.
Lagos to London, so was now.
Good album. Yeah. All right. So what else? Who else do we have in the A-list category? Kiss Daniel. No, he's not an A-list artist. He should chill. Next year. See, we'll talk about this next year. Let's see how far. You see, he knows what he did. He dropped this album now so that nobody will be able to judge anything, really. You know, so let's give him till next year.
Okay.
Yeah, let's give him till next year. Next year, we hear what he really has to say.
What about Fowls?
Fowls is an A-list artist. Okay. Definitely.
Fowls dropped Sweet Boy this year.
Yeah.
Jam. Sweet Boy's
decision. So he had a good year as well. Who else do we have here?
Adekunle Go.
Is he an A-list artist?
See, yeah, that, see.
I'm going to give Moti Cakes this one, though.
Yes.
Is Adekunle good at daily stats? No, no.
Eh? He is. No, that's all. No. No, that's what I want to ask, because you know when we said that Simi thing, and I've been thinking, because
you should be in this episode before. If you cancel out the show, true. Headline the show. So yeah, okay. So Simi is there. Simi is there. Izzy is there. Adekunle Gold is there. Adekunle Gold is doing 3 days this December, guy. Like, he's doing 3 days yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And they are all sold out. Do you understand? You know, according to
Larry Ekut, statistics, you understand?
we know they are sold out. This Nigerian army. Oh, okay. Anything for the healings. Okay, so so that's it. We'll give him Kana whiskey than Olamide.
That song. It was
Patron King, no. Ranking is not an elite. Yeah, he is. But he just had one. He had two songs this year. So Different and the Heal the World song.
He even dropped another one recently. Everything.
And
But compared to So Different.
So Different. Ah, man, Wayne is so different too.
And the video for Heal the World was very nice.
It was very nice. It was very nice. But did you really have to do it? Okay, so continue. Let's continue. Let's continue, Jerry. All right, so who else? All right, that's it. On the international scenes, I'm not really a fan of international music. Who do we have on the international scene that dropped work this year? That was a mad.
All of them does he drop?
Drake dropped
an album.
Scorpion.
Part A and Part B.
All right. Eh? Okay. Scorpion was Part A and B.
Yeah. The rap part, then the singing Drake part.
Okay. Who else
dropped an album? J. Cole dropped an album.
A-list artist.
J. Cole.
Yeah, he dropped an album. Was that album fire?
No. I like the album, Kids on Drugs.
Okay.
I actually like the album.
Okay. Who else?
Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
See, let me tell you one thing. I think Jay-Z is just apologizing for his cheating.
He don't do that.
He never do. He go beg. Ego, not to say, you know, wear singlet, come South Africa. Now, what I'm telling, I say, if you wear singlet there, okay, you want to wear singlet and cheat. Okay, you want to wear singlet and cheat. You know, oh, but the guys see they beg. So that's, you don't know, that's why they drop the album together. Sit down there. People think that it's just ordinary. A old gangster wearing pink suit up and down. A old modra.
It was
why did I call him a murderer?
I don't.
Who is the king? I know.
Larry, you're your own.
Okay. Yeah. So who else? This girl dropped an album this year. Ella.
La Maya.
She dropped an album this year as well.
The album was not bad, actually. It's not bad. What of Black?
He says his name is Black.
He says his name is Black.
So my brother, why is that six there?
I don't know.
Creativity. Alte. It's okay.
And his album was fire.
Who else? Mick Mill dropped an album recently. Cardi B. Cardi B dropped. Was it this year?
Yeah, Invasion of Privacy.
Wow. Okay. Cardi B dropped an album this year as well. Who else?
Nicki Minaj dropped an album.
Why do you whisper it? You are very terrible.
Nicki Minaj dropped an album.
What?
Titled It's Queen. She titled it Queen.
Why are you saying it like that? What's wrong with Nicki Minaj?
Did you listen to the album?
Let me tell you something here.
No, wait, Nalari, did you listen to the album?
No.
That alone should not.
Nicki Minaj is still a very good rapper.
Okay.
That is better than Cardi B.
Okay.
See, Cardi B is just always. I don't know what Cardi B is always. I listened to one Cardi B song. See, Cardi B, let me tell you the song that Cardi B did not have to be on, because she wrecked that song. Girl Like You. Is it Girls Like You? The Maroon 5 song. She wrecked. Why was she on that song?
I can't.
I like Cardi B. I rate the girl. I mean, from the pole to the microphone. Legendary stuff. Legendary moments.
Oh, yeah. I think you're talking about how she moved her career.
Yes, okay. Legendary. I rate that.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Legendary stuff. I rate that. That is good. But when it comes to bars, when it comes to dropping music,
Becky.
See, we know that Nicki Minaj used to, you know, jack people's style. You know, she used to steal lines. Okay, have you seen that video? Have you seen that compilation of lines that Nicki Minaj stole?
Me and Nicki Minaj.
God, Jesus. You just be like, Nicki, why are you deceiving us? But, you know, Nicki Minaj over Cardi B.
This year alone, Cardi B had like one of the hottest songs
in
America.
Is that what this is about?
I like it like that.
That, you know,
God bless you.
She got five
Grammy nominations.
For what? And how?
Like I said before, Nicki dropped an album.
Should we bet on this show today that she wouldn't win a single Grammy?
But like Jay-Z said on
should
his verse
bet?
Without you. Okay. Like Jay-Z said on his verse of Meek Mill song on Championship, he said Grammys. Like basically said when he was growing up, when he just started in New York, he used to wait. Mm-hmm. Like, but now looking at the Grammys and what they do and how they, like, we all know it's trash.
Fine, good. But you were very excited now when we said she has five Grammy
nominations. I was, because we're comparing her to what Nicki Minaj. You don't understand. Nicki Minaj dropped an album this year. Do you know what it means for the self-proclaimed queen of rap to drop an album? And Larry said he has not even listened to it. Ah, please, let's just leave this topic.
You two haven't even... Why haven't I listened to it?
Like, I have.
You will not ask me why, because I don't have data.
Ah, that's a lie. Ethel is doing this thing.
You know, but that's such a foolish excuse. Because I have other songs here. But it's okay. Nasty C dropped an album this year as well.
Strings and Legs.
Album fire. But you know what's paining me about this Nasty C's career? And everybody's comparing Nasty C to M.I.
I know what you want to. I think I know what you want to talk about, and I do not like it.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Is it the Spotify thing with Ice Prince?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, apparently Ice Prince is the most. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I think Ice Prince is the most streamed African rapper
in Africa
for this year.
I'm telling you.
Like, I was so shocked.
I'm still in shock.
I saw the start. Yes, somebody said yes. Yes. I think it was up to 1 million.
It was about 2.
Exactly. Nasty C didn't have up to how many?
I'm telling you.
Nasty C didn't have up to 1 million.
I was shocked.
And Nasty C dropped an album. Ice Prince only dropped a single this year.
No, he dropped an album.
He dropped an album this year?
Yes, he dropped an album this year.
Okay, an EP.
I think it was an EP or an album. Yeah, an EP. Yes, he dropped an EP this year.
I only know of the song he did with Peruzzi, Yawa.
Now, let me tell you what is pinning me.
Okay.
Why are they comparing MI to Nasty C?
Because
I want to ask you something: is Nasty C in his prime or not?
Ah, I saw this thing on Twitter and I avoided it, so no fights.
Is he in his prime? Is he in his prime or not?
Ah, he's.
He's in his prime.
He's in his prime, actually.
MI is no longer in his prime.
No, now you know.
MI has left primitude, if there's a word like that.
Wait.
MI has gone to boss level.
No.
So if you want to compare Nasty C, compare MI's prime and Nasty C's prime.
No, we can't do that.
If you tell me that MI's prime is shit,
okay.
If you tell me that MI's prime was shit, I would agree with you. Jonathan, if you tell me that MI's prime was shit, but I dare you to say that MI's prime was shit.
Can never keep me saying. Like, I can't now. Everybody knows.
I dare you to say that MI's prime was shit.
I can't even do that.
You can't compare their primes now.
I can't even do that.
You can't.
I can't.
Let me tell you something. I'm sure that MI would actually like respect Nasty C, because I mean, he's doing well.
Okay.
He's a very good rapper. But I'm sure that he can't stand head to head with MI in his prime. But if you want to argue it from now,
I can't.
If you want to argue it from now, from MI's latest album, you know.
Larry, shouldn't be. MI dropped 2 albums this year.
And that's why I say, if you want to argue it from now, from this
MI. I don't know how to point that out to you.
That's when I will now back out. I'll now say, okay, give Nasty the dance floor. Let him dance to the tune of his music. You understand?
Yeah.
But in their primes.
No.
And naughty.
Mr. Incredible. Nobody can touch him. I forget. Nobody can
bro,
touch
let's
him.
Bro, let's continue.
Nobody
or,
can touch him.
Or is it that Chairman album? Do you know that Chairman album that fire?
Oh, please stop now. Just the way he has the track is opposite. Like, that thing alone.
Just
he knows guy. At. Stop now.
Let's stop it.
Shout out to Mr.
And it was
Mr. MI.
You know, it was good. It was good for the London artists as well. The grime rappers, it was good for them. It was a good year for them as well. Skepta, Notes, Lotto Boys. It was a good year for them, now, wasn't it?
Free Jules.
Wasn't a good year
Free
for them.
J Hoss, still in prison.
They already said J Hoss.
Yeah, still in.
Why? What happened?
Then there was a knife incident, something now. He's still in prison now. Yes, now. That's why nobody has heard from him since.
Jesus. Whoops. Sad.
Is
this playing with knives?
I know seen how they wanted to allegedly set up Small Doctor that he has gun in his car.
Didn't he have a gun in his car?
Please.
How do you know he set up?
Say Baba.
How do you know? How do you know?
Ever since.
Small Doctor, yes, but he had a gun in his car.
Okay.
He definitely had a gun in his car. Okay, so if they tell you that Small Doctor does not have gun, you believe. DJ Big N has gone. Small Doctor will not have gone. DJ Big N brought out gone.
Are you serious?
Yes, in Suru Leri. He was fighting and he brought out pump action.
Why?
He wanted to shoot
him. Why are you bringing out the pump action?
He wasn't happy with the situation. He wanted to do what he had to do. All right, so we talked about the albums. What else? Which other album this year?
You know, we talked about how Drake dropped an album, Nicki Minaj dropped an album. We forgot.
Yeah, who?
Lil Wayne dropped an album.
Lil Wayne dropped an album this year.
I actually liked most some songs on the album. Especially when I remember the first time I listened
to Kendrick.
Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro. When Kendrick now started.
Kendrick did not drop anything this year.
No, but the funny part is that he's the most nominated artist.
No.
For Grammy. Is he the only one? Yes, he hasn't, like, you know, the Black Panther, exactly. The Black Panther.
Kendrick.
Listed,
okay.
Yeah, and he dropped the song with Eze. All the stars.
Okay. Guess who else dropped an album this year that we have forgotten?
Who's that?
Mr. West.
Please.
Mr. Pusha T dropped an album as well. Eminem dropped an album as well this year.
There are some things I cannot say on the show because I know my people are listening. And
go ahead, say it. Snoop Dogg dropped an album this year. And it was a gospel album. Migos dropped an album this year. The gospel album is actually nice, child.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Chris Brown dropped an album.
That 45 track album.
I haven't still finished listening to that thing. How do you call it from
no.
today? I haven't still finished.
I've listened to like 10 songs.
I always get tired. Why do you do that?
Chris. Alright, so I think the albums are okay. Oh, Khalid dropped an album this year as well. Khalid.
Oh no, it's an EP now.
Oh, that thing was
like 5 songs, an EP.
Okay, it was an EP. Alright, then the Black Panther album this year as well.
Soundtrack.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Let's
not forget after Migos did.
We need to round up the album.
Culture.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Take off the album. Offset Soon is about to come out this end of this year.
Okay, so which one has been?
None so far. Let's wait for Offset.
I remember when I told someone about Quavo, as in the way the person moved on. It was like, bring this thing to this place. As in the way the person moved on very fast, as if there's no way like Quavo.
it was actually nonsense.
But it's okay. Bruno Mars and Cardi B teamed up this year, but they didn't drop an album. Finesse, the remix. Come on, it don't make no sense.
Jump.
All right, so yeah, we are done with the albums, right?
Yep.
For this, are you sure we are done?
Like,
before somebody come and shoot us now,
okay,
before we go to before we talk about the artists that had a great year,
let me just add some EPs that dropped this year,
okay? Internationally, from A list
artists
first,
okay? It's A list artists we're talking about, unless you even come home.
Yeah.
Come home first, like Nigerian scale.
Okay.
I'm talk about Malik Berry.
Malik Berry is an elite artist. We are coming to them.
Jesus Christ.
We are coming to them.
Oh, my chest.
As he headlined show, but he has given us all of the standards. He has never headlined a show yet. Now he can always be an elite artist sometime in
life.
Okay,
no problem.
And there's the bed. The sky is enough for every bed to flew. All right, so let's move on. A big shout out to all the A-list artists that dropped something this year. Looking out for a great 2019 from you guys as well. Keep dropping those hits, those bangers. We are here to listen. All right, so yes, artists that had a great year. First, Adekunle Gold. Second, Mr. Easy. third.
Why are you just waiting like that? Okay, let's go.
No, I'm just, no, okay. From, that is
I
not,
thought you were,
I'm not rating. Tenny the Entertainer.
Woo.
Had a great year this year. Slim Case.
Not Tumba Lambert.
Ruby Lunch. All right, Slim Case. Who else had a great year?
Show Them Camp had a great year.
Show Them Camp. Was it a great year?
Was a great Pamway Music too was. Larry, what do you want to see?
When did the album drop?
Like, let's say like 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay. One Day Cole had a great year this year.
Yeah.
One Day Cole had a great year. Adekunle Gold, I read Adekunle Gold. Kiss Daniel had a good year.
Okay, yes, I will agree with you.
Yes. Tiwa Savage had a good year, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Big Shaq. I don't know why I said that.
Oh, good.
Okay, Mr. Easy, I already said Mr. Easy, right? Simi as well. Adekunle. Who else from your side?
Who else from my side had a good year? I was still talking Nigerian.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Alti. Let's start with Odunsi.
Oh, okay. Odunsi had a great year. Continue.
What of Ladipo?
Ladipo had, it was. It happened this year.
Me of Lagos. Concerts.
We're coming up. We are still coming up. We are going.
Peruzzi had a great year.
Peruzzi had a wonderful year.
Jumping on tracks.
Peruzzi had a good year. Everybody now go angry. Say, we are dropping.
As Ina said, I will drop my EP this year. Before this year ends.
Oh, yeah, techno.
They said, okay, ask somebody that same question. Has Peruzzi dropped a single? Then they said, Matter.
Which one Matter?
That he dropped a song called Matter. I can't remember. It's only features. Like, I've seen him when he's uploading videos on Instagram of him in shows. He's always performing songs that people like. I've seen him perform Minds when like the whole DMW. He sang everybody's verse. Like, it was like, bro, just drop this EP. Let's know you have your song.
You know.
And happy for him actually.
MI had a good year too, guys. This is not because I'm an MI fan. He dropped an album that people could relate to.
Okay. MI dropped 2 albums. Let's not do this. He dropped 2. He dropped Rendezvous and his Study of Self.
Rendezvous was a playlist.
That's what we're going to do now.
That's what he said. When he tweeted it was a playlist, I was like, MI, stop it. We all know it's not a playlist. We all know it's not a playlist. Alright, who else? Mayokun had a great year. Peruzzi had, all the GMW boys had a great year.
Yeah.
Ido West. Meokun, Peruzzi,
Dremor,
he had a great year. Who else had a great year? Olamide clearly had a great year. Johnny Drill from nowhere had a great year this year. With his concert and then his song, this song with Simi. Great song. Niniola had a great year. There's one guy I'm about to mention. Victor Edina. That one had the greatest year. And I am so scared for him onward. Like, I'm so scared for him moving on. Like, whatever he is going to drop,
people want to relate it to what.
I pray that he doesn't become an humble Smith.
No, chill. Chill. Apart from Waiting You Gain, have you heard any of his?
He has one motivation.
Yes,
song.
With Eriga.
Yes.
I like that song.
It's a nice song. But would that song stand beside?
That's the thing. That's the problem that's going to happen to him. People are going to rate the first single, what he did, and like, okay, everything must live up to this standard. And it's going to be very hard to do, actually.
That's what happened to Humble Smith. Till today, Humble Smith is still humble.
He's very humble, my brother.
He's still humble.
Oh,
after Osinachi, the original, the remix of the remix.
Then you featured OBU.
The remix, then he now, what next? He now dropped that baby, come 40. Come make a carry you, come. After that, there was nothing else.
You like the jam?
That song is a jam. That song is a banger. After that, there was nothing else. We didn't hear anything from him. All right, so, Zlatan. I said Zlatan really already. Okay, but we didn't say Chinko. Chinko had a great year. Chinko had a great
year. What of Liu Kesh?
Now, Liu Kesh almost drowned this year. Like, we all know that. It got to a point where we're asking, where's Liu Kesh? And when they start asking, where's Liu Kesh, you have become a daddy shoki. Man, your career is already turning towards, you're already becoming forgotten.
Okay.
But God just did something. And he was on that song with those boys.
But he also released his own single, Flenjo, featuring Duncan Mighty.
Was it a jam?
Yes, I liked it actually.
Was he a good song for the year?
It was a good song. Duncan Mighty killed his verse, especially. So, like, Duncan Mighty's here too.
Okay, all right. So, Palm Wine Music, like you said, those boys, it was a good year for them. LAX.
Rasa King, that album.
Let me tell you what, that album was too bulky.
I don't know why people do that thing. Like, you're dropping an album, you don't necessarily have to make it so much.
It was too bulky. We're not saying that you should stop writing. It was too many writing. It was like you. Well, sure. I don't know. Maybe you have your audience, but I'm clearly not your audience. I'm clearly not.
Please, this year too was also the year of I forgot to mention it. DJ Spinner.
Hey.
Top one. Yeah, the DJ is back. Apart from Copy though.
Stop. It was the year for Copy in the rich gang. You know, the rich people are. Because if Dangote want to start party now, will he come and play? Is Victor AD na.
So what will you play? You play work.
No, wait. I say if Dangote want to start party,
okay.
Will he play Victor AD?
No, he will not play Victor AD.
Because Victor AD even insulted him in his song. So I don't think that, you know. It was a good year for DJ Copy in her sphere. In her sphere.
Okay.
In her circle.
Okay.
You know, in the midst of, you know, her people. It was a good year. DJ Consequence.
Assignment.
It was a good year for him.
Was it a good year? Just drop one song, Assignment. Did you drop any other song? DJ Neptune dropped an album, Greatness.
Yeah.
It was a good year for him.
Well, DJ Neptune killed it too.
It was a good year.
DJ OB dropped something.
Some people will get Pepsi ambassador from there, nothing from them again.
DJ OB. DJ OB, let me not say what's in my mind. I'm playing for you. DJ OB.
God.
Okay. Well done. You know what you did.
What did you do, please?
Let's not talk what
I
you
don't
did.
Know. Actually don't know.
I don't want to talk about it. It's paining me. I can cry. Alright, so yeah, we forgot to talk about Jean Bellion and his album.
I was not happy actually.
I wasn't happy.
After waiting for the so
human
long,
condition, and then he now
then
drops.
Just
a week. Okay, so yeah, who else? Who else had a great year this year? I've said Tenny already, right?
Yeah, we've said Tenny.
Tenny had a great year. Adekunle Gold, yes. Who else? Tiwa Savage, yes. We already said Tiwa Savage. Did Small Doctor have a great year? No.
What song did he drop? This song. His concert was sold out.
So. He's a gig now. And it was 500 naira.
Larry, you're mad. Do you know what this means to call? Please, he's a gig. Don't do that, please. So sold out.
Who from Maven had a great year this year?
Tiwa Savage is still from Maven.
Okay, Scales had a great year this year.
Yes. Yeah. There's a song he did with them, Davido Currency.
Yeah.
I'm not happy because they didn't promote that song how they should have.
How should they
have been.
Sess had a good year.
Sess
had a good year.
Great album.
Timaya had a good year. With that bam. That bam. Nini Ola. Have I said Nini Ola?
Yeah, you said Nini
Ola. Nini Deoe. Make you roach your way. Don't stop them. Who else? Quickly. Who else? Go ahead now. We're waiting for you.
Did Fino? Did Fino drop anything this year?
Yes. Baba, spray me money, Oyoma.
Was it this year?
Oyoma, Oyoma.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oyoma was this year.
Ricardo Banks, did you drop anything this year?
Yes, no. What but it wasn't the greatest.
Runtown released Unleash this year.
Unleash?
Unleash.
Lucy, ho, ho, ho.
Lucy.
I don't know why that song. It's a very stressful song. Very stressful song. Then all these international boys, all these boys, you know, Skepta. We already said Skepta. Malik Berry.
You dropped. Yeah, it was a good year for him. He dropped the Last Days of Winter EP. Maybe white people don't remember it was because it was beginning of the year.
Okay.
So maybe that was why. And recently he dropped 2 new singles.
Yes. But we don't know that one. So do you remember World?
Yes, I remember.
Is it? Yeah.
I like that guy. I feel he has so much potential.
Yeah, he does. He does.
And cool. He works with, if he does what, I feel if he does what Ninula does, how most of our songs are produced by Sars.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of his songs are produced by Sars.
My Sars.
You go for him.
Okay. Who else?
Techno.
Yeah, Techno. It was a good year for Techno. It was a good year for him. Who else again? Quickly, before we go internationally. International.
Who else dropped something this year?
Korede Bello, where are you?
God, you mean? that's your guy, Larry. That's your guy.
Stop that.
What was that?
I'm not happy that you just said this already. Now I feel very
because he's
Korede Bello is a great artist. I support you. Give us new music, bro.
Wow.
All right. Who else? Ajebota.
Yeah, that's what I'm BOG. They dropped Make No Cost Fights.
Yeah. Mad that EP. Yeah, Santi, it was a good year for the Alte scene. It was a good year. More recognition this year. Santi, Odusi, Lady Donnelly. Lady Donnelly was on Mr. Easy's album.
I like that.
Yeah. Who else in the Alte? In the Alte.
In the Alte.
Pretty Boy Dio.
I don't know.
Eh? She gave me footwork. She gave me foot.
Sorry. Wow.
And
what of this guy? AKA.
AKA, did he drop something?
Yes, Fela and Versace.
Which
AKA now? With Kid Dominant.
Even Casper Newvest dropped something here. An album.
Dropped an
full album.
That there's a song he performed at that did you call it? Wasn't that thing? Global
mm-hmm.
He featured Stormzy and
yeah.
I was so happy because I've been crying on Twitter. Where is Stormzy? Stormzy should give us new music. Stormzy.
Yeah, Stormzy.
And I saw Stormzy came back with energy on that.
I'm like, sorting. We didn't see Stormzy again.
After Gangsta and Prayers, we went to Gangsta and
Imagine. All right, I think we should take another music break. Let's drink a little bit of water. When we come back, guys, we're talking the song of the year, and this is going to be a very tough one. The song of the year, the artist of the year. And yes, the hot singles. We just talk the singles quickly.
Okay.
And then we wrap up. Let's take some more time. All right.
This is an exclusive.
Join the conversation. ROG Music after
Focus. Wow.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's still a relevant show. In case you're forgotten, in case you're thinking it's one of the greatest music shows in the world, it is the greatest music show in the world.
Yes,
it's the greatest show in the world, but it's a relevant show on ROG Music Africa, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's up. And what we're doing today is a wrap up for the year. We're talking music today, and I have here with me. You didn't introduce yourself.
Anthony.
We have Anthony Ungwe with us in the building.
Hey.
Friend, colleague, brother, senior man, very rich guy.
Oh,
I know only rich people. All right, so yeah, we talked. We've already talked. The A-list artists that dropped something this year. We hailed them. We talked albums that dropped this year, and now we're going into. We talked to artists that had a great year this year. Now we're going into the singles, and then we're going to talk the song of the year, and then the artist of the year. Now, we are not going to decide the artist of the year. You guys are going to decide who the artist of the year.
But yes. We can still like see, like me, I can see what I feel.
Okay, you will say what you feel. So, because I don't want to go and be entering unnecessary drama and stuff with people. I have my opinions. For me, if I tell you the artist of the year, you'll be shocked. All right, so then song of the year as well. I want you guys to tell us what you think, or what song you think is the song of the year. And while you're reviewing, do not review from like September. Start from like January, and then review songs that you would listen to now that dropped in like January, and then you still hear them and be very taunt. Do you understand? I'm very lit when you hear them. All right, so let me ask a question for the week for the giveaway, ladies and gentlemen, before we continue the show. The question for today is the question for today is: mention three movies that we talked about. Mention three movies that we talked about in the previous episode. Mention three movies that we talked about in the episode before this one. So the previous episode was about movies. We talked about movies that dropped in 2018 that we liked and the ones that we did not like. We're not asking you to talk about the ones that we liked. We're asking you to talk about three movies. Tell us three movies that we mentioned in that episode, whether Nigerian or from the Obodo Imbo. And if you can answer that question, you can win yourself free data from Airtel. Jambalaya. All right. So what were we saying? Ibifubara, send us your number so we could, forward your details to Airtel so they can send you your data. And when they send you your data, please don't forget us in your kingdom, okay? All right. So singles, hot singles is here. Let's go quickly, quickly. Let me tell you one single that is very hot. That was very hot this year. Okay. Work It by Corey Debilo.
That's how we're gonna do it now.
It was a hot single. It was actually very, yeah, people were dancing to that song. It was a very hot single this year. All right, so yeah, go ahead, tell us your one. You mentioned one, I'll mention one.
Okay, mm-hmm. let me start with one of the most popular songs like Malaysia, Soko.
Bobo, Meyoko. Mm.
Wow.
Go ahead now, I'm waiting for
you. I want to say Umwa Baby.
Umwa Baby, yeah, it's a hot single. It's a hot single. Diet, Codeine Diet, I'm on the Codeine Diet, yeah.
Buna.
Mm-hmm. She only wine for the dough. Wait, check him, yeah. Go ahead.
Fake love.
Science students.
Science students, did you come out this year?
Yes, bro. Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Motibana.
Motibana, okay. I give you that. Amaka.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Larry is winning this.
Oh, yeah. No.
Let me see.
It's a banger.
I wasn't even expecting this year.
Oh, yeah, now.
Hot singles that came out this year.
Yeah.
Mind. BMW.
Okay. Assignment. Olamide.
We'll just leave it.
No, Assignment is actually last year. I failed.
Oh, yeah. Bonaboy.
Heaven's Gate, Bonaboy.
And this guy just. This guy just.
Heaven's Gate, Bonaboy. Oh, yeah.
Sensima, Skibia and Ricardo Banks.
Okay, Commando. Whiskey.
Commando was not a hot single.
Mute, that can
you. Thank you.
It's not that one that can you
us by. I beg. It was not a hot single.
Sorry. I apologize.
Call another one.
okay. Somiso.
That's
the song of the year for me, Sha.
So that was your argument all along.
That's the song of the year, but my artist for this year. Don't worry, that one will shock you the most. All right, so go ahead. Who else?
I dropped last year.
Okay.
Sweet Boy.
Okay. Kana.
Larry, stop all these things now. Call hot songs that dropped this year.
Kana was a hot song.
Songs that
party will be techno, Kokpana, Ofeje International Banana.
Because you can sing it, doesn't necessarily mean. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Nodu.
Okay. For days. I mean, love me for days.
One ticket also.
Fake love.
Of course, fake love.
Fake love. Okay, Big Shaq, man don't dance. She won't be talking international.
Let me see. What other song? I don't focus on Bonaboy. Like the songs are too much.
Mm-hmm. The biggest song, this song almost became the biggest song in Africa.
What song was that?
Drug by your busy body, busy tonight. Oh. That song, that song almost became. Bonaboy came to kick it away.
Joe, the remix has Whiskey on it.
Whiskey, there's a Whiskey remix. There's a Pan African remix with Kidi, Meokun.
Are you serious?
I swear.
I need that.
It's one major, then Aquaba.
Immediately she starts to turn on.
What song is that?
Maestro and
Whiskey. Okay. Fantasy. Meokun. Yeah.
Run Town, Olish.
Nasty C. Jungle.
In the jungle.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. The songs are so many, like it's just entering my head.
Are they wait to you? When they
okay. You said both international and the song Lil Wayne did with Sweet Beats. What's it again? Where the love go? Fine for Sweet. What's the last song again?
I don't know it
all. You don't know the line. I don't know. Like was it dance?
Oh, Kanye West and who?
No, Lil Wayne and Sweet Beats.
Okay, I said Kanye West.
I'm not happy.
That one like Kanye West was talking Ami.
Please, Lil Wayne is please.
Okay. We have Pa from Dremel.
You have Pa from Dremel, yeah. That's true.
Alright, lover, Dokka Mighty. Timmy, I don't care. Mwah baby.
Tenny kiss.
Alright. Level up Ciara.
You said international.
You said you don't have anything this year.
Let them not hear you.
She's not Peggy.
Let them not hear you. Beehive.
And they should sting themselves. wait, DJ Neptune and Kiss Daniel. Yeah, Amaka, Ajay, go ahead.
Do you know, I forgot something.
Hey, the greatest song is here. She got me in my feelings. That was making them arrest people and people were dying.
Kiki,
do you love me?
Nah, started drama.
The artist of the year for me, ladies and gentlemen. And you guys check out more singles. You can suggest more singles to us. There are too many singles that dropped this year. Victor AD, big shout outs to you. Breakout artist of the year, in my opinion. The artist of the year this year. Breakout artist of the year. Yeah.
Breakout artist of the year for me was Tenny.
Eh? Tenny. Okay.
Then artist of the year was Burna Boy.
Okay. DJ of the year.
DJ Spinal.
DJ Spinal. All right. Let me start from DJ. DJ Spinal, definitely. Artist of the year. For your case, you.
Are you for real? Is that what you want to do?
I'm giving her.
Abba,
see,
like Abba.
I am giving.
Like, let's be realistic here.
Do you know how many songs Tenny dropped this year? Do you know Tenny dropped like 8 songs this year? If you just type her name on Apple Music. Yes, Askamaya.
Askamaya dropped this year.
She's my artist of the year.
That breakthrough artist. This year, you can't take this away from Burna Boy. This year. Ha.
Breakthrough artist for the year, Burna Boy. He broke through.
What is that? No. Now we're facing Larry joking. Larry is joking at this point.
I'm joking. Breakthrough artist of the year, ladies and gentlemen, is Odusi the Engine. Yes. Yeah. He enter people's ears.
Motigish, you feel that album. Oh, you're not an out there guy.
Let me tell you what somebody said about the album. Somebody said the album is pretentious. It's the border between pretentious and realistic.
I beg you, stop for me deep. I beg. The album was just there.
It is a very pretentious album.
You've heard it?
It's a very pretentious album. Is that really your vibe? That was the truth.
The engine.
Alright, so breakout artists. Odusi. Artist of the year, my opinion, Tenny. And then DJ of the year.
DJ Spinal.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Agreed on one thing.
Yeah?
At least we agreed on one thing, DJ.
Yeah, DJ. Alright, thank you so much, Tony, for coming through. Don't forget to answer the question and win yourself free recharge card. Airtel is giving out to you guys in this festive season. Why don't you want to get on this vibe, guys? Get on the vibe with us. My name is Larry Shonubi and this is The Relevant Show. Keep listening. Don't touch that dial. Do not ever off your internet. Don't off your data when you are listening to us, because we are the best in the world. Can't you see? ROG Africa. This is a mistake. It's supposed to be ROW. ROG Music World. That's what it's supposed to be. Because we are the greatest. So guys, have a wonderful, wonderful festive season. Don't worry. Next week, we'll be talking news that happened this year. Things that blew you people's minds. Things that you heard this year. You're like, monkey stole money. This is Nigeria.
Look, that was also a song this year.
All right, guys. Have a lovely week. Idbufu Bara, send us your details so we can send you your recharge card. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Signing out. Great show.
Are you looking for the new wave? This is ROG Radio Africa. What's that sound? It's ROG.
That's life.